From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. It's Blues Night on Red Barn Radio with the music of Ron Crowder and Skeets Pennington.
Blues is medicine for your soul, Lord, and it helps you feel better. Mama Blues can help you too, if you will only let her. Went for a walk on Beale Street, down by Jerry Lee's. I was looking for BB's music note, but what I saw was a surprise to me. There I was in the home of the blues, a place of joy to me. Yes, and looking at the people's faces, I was so surprised to see nobody was a smiling. Nobody was laughing. Nobody was having fun. None that I could see. Nobody was smiling. Nobody was laughing. An enigma down on Beale Street, a bona fide mystery. And so I went into this little bar across from B.B. King's. Yeah, the band started laying down the Memphis blues. I noticed an amazing thing. And they were throwing down a backbeat groove. The folks was dancing in their seats. Yes, and looking at the people's faces, and I was so amazed to see everybody was a smiling, and everybody was laughing, everybody was having fun. As far as I could see, everybody was a smiling, everybody kept on laughing. Yeah, we listened to the music till a quarter to three.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities. Listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 670th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Ron Crowder and Skeets Pennington. Ron was born in Memphis, Tennessee, in a family of musicians. He's been a featured performer at the first five Memphis and May music festivals, and over the years has shared the stage with national artists too numerous to mention. We'll talk to Ron and Skeets in detail this evening, so don't go away. Welcome Ron Crowder and Skeets Pennington to the Red Barn stage.
I've been down so long. I just don't know which way is home. I've been down so long. Got that woman on my mind. Got that woman on my mind. Good loving woman, mighty hard to find. Got that woman on my mind. No, sun won't shine, sun won't shine when you're alone. Sun won't shine, sun won't shine, sun won't shine when you're alone. Yes, and it's been dark since she's been gone. Sun won't shine when you're alone, but that's all right. Yes, and I can see a brand new dawn. Whoa, 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 whoa. 'Cause I've been down for several very, very, very long.
Hey folks, if you're just joining us this evening, Ron Crowder is our guest on Red Barn Radio tonight. He's joined on the stage with his good old friend, Skeets Pennington. Ron has been performing extensively in Lexington and in this region. Ron was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2018 for his extensive accomplishments. Ron, it's great to have you here, and you guys sound as good as ever.
Thank you.
Really sweet. You were born in Memphis, Ron, to a family of musicians.
My grandfather, his name was J.B. Maxey.
Ron Crowder.
And he owned the first radio station in Atlanta, Georgia. Got a clipping from the Atlanta Journal with him sitting in front of a wall of tubes, and he's playing the harmonica on one of these contraptions. And the caption says he's the first harmonica player to play live on the radio. That's my granddaddy. I've got several other relatives who play music. My first cousin, Earl Cobble, was Bill Haley and the Comets' drummer. I watched him on Ed Sullivan. So.
Saw my friend just the other day. He said his woman had gone away. There was nothing that I could say except take it on back to the blues. It's as sad as it can be. Don't want you, you don't love me. If I let them be 103, gonna take it on back to the blues, going back to the blues. My head in my hand, and all the people, they don't understand. Got to make myself a better plan and take it on back to the blues. I got the feeling it ain't no use. Nothing I try gonna make things improve. Nowhere to go, I got nothing to gonna take it on back to the blues, going back to the blues, going back to the blues. If it ain't no use, I got back. I'm going back to the blues. Back to the blues. Going back to the blues. And it ain't no use. Got the blues in my shoes. Going back to the blues.
Ron, at what point in your life did you sort of become aware of that kind of family musical legacy?
My dad took me down to the barbershop. I remember when I was about 3 years old, and I would be singing Gene Autry songs, basically, and Roy Rogers. The men would actually give me pennies and nickels to sing for them, so I figured right then I probably would be a musician. Looking back at it, you know. So I found out, hey, I can get money for this, you know. So to a little kid, you know, 15 cents is a big deal. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. So. Is there a story to be told about how your family ended up in Memphis?
We have a lot of relatives in Mississippi, and there's a saying down there, Memphis is the largest town in North Mississippi. That's about right, because half the people there came from Mississippi, you know, and so they kind of migrated from the farms to the city, you know. My dad got a job during World War II. He was working at Firestone making tires. Mm. He couldn't get in the Army because he had a hole in his eardrum. He was doing factory work. My mom worked too, so it was all like newfangled city life, you know. Mm. So.
Here's a song for the unknown poet. He's a rose by another name. His heart is pure, his verses, they are true. He'll never get no acclaim. Don't despair when the world ignores you. For your meaning, it may reach a few. And though you cry, you're never gonna die. Your verse will outlive you. A flash of youth, why you just might turn their mind. So here's a song for the unknown poet. She's a rose by another name. Her heart is pure, her verses, they are true. He'll never get no acclaim. I said that she'll never get no acclaim. Don't you know that they'll never get no acclaim? I said that they'll never get your acclaim.
Thank you. So you went through your high school years there, right, then as well. Right. And were you doing music in high school already?
I was in the vocal choir at church and also in high school, but I didn't play any instruments until after I was out of school.
Never played the harmonica then?
No.
Until later on?
No. I picked up the guitar first, and then I was in the band, and the bass player kept not showing up, and the band would break up, and I wanted to play music, so I wanted to do a single act. I had the guitar, was sort of, you know, halfway a good guitar player back then, and hadn't progressed much since then, but
no.
I had to pick up a lead instrument because doing a single act, you got to have something, you know, to lead instrument. So I did the harmonica.
And then you had to learn to play it standing on your head, too, which is
right.
Something a lot of harmonica players don't do.
Well, I taught myself how to play the harp because I had a Volkswagen bus with no radio in it. So I bought me one of these racks, and I was driving down the road playing the harp, you know. One time I remember I picked up a hitchhiker. He lasted about 3 blocks. And he says, let me out of here.
Well,
it was that bad.
Well, imagine if you'd played the banjo, it would have only been 1 block. You could have gotten rid of him a lot
earlier.
Or the
accordion.
You know?
It's way past the point of salvation. It's too late to make a new start. I'm losing all of my motivation, 'cause I'm living with a broken heart. So I'm jumping into the fast lane, trying to get away from these blues. Racing to nowhere is insane, yet I got to do something, and it ain't no use, 'cause I'm living with a broken heart. Feeling like a genuine fool, driving blind with a runaway mind. Taking the blame isn't smart, but I'm living with a broken heart. Change it, set myself up from the start. It's my own fault, I can't rearrange it. So I'm living with my broken heart, taking the long road to nowhere, driving alone in the dark. I bid you adieu, you won't see me no more. I've been living with my broken heart. Yes, I'm living with a broken heart. Feeling like a genuine fool, driving blind with a runaway mind. Taking the blame isn't smart, but I'm living with a broken heart. Yes, I'm living with a broken heart. Feeling like a genuine fool, driving blind with a runaway mind. Taking the blame isn't smart, but I'm living with a broken heart. Yeah, taking the blame isn't smart, but I'm living with a broken heart.
Did I understand correctly that you worked in some of the studios and maybe at Sun Studios? Did you do anything over there?
Yeah, the very first recording I ever made, Jerry Phillips, who was Sam Phillips' son, was kind enough to give us an audience, and he listened to our little tape that we'd made, and he said, well, come on in here, let's record that, you know, and we set up a session, and we did it in Phillips' studios. From that, I got more experience as I went along and wound up doing session work in several of the studios around town.
Well, that's holy ground there. That's a mighty auspicious beginning for a recording career.
You know, I didn't ever play on no hit records, though, but I got to meet several of the big-time sidemen and like Steve Cropper and Reggie Young and those kind of guys, you know. Steve Cropper was just a total gentleman.
And he's Steve Cropper for the two of you out there who don't know who that is. He was the lead guitar player for the Stax house band and then right. Booker T, the MGs.
Booker T and MGs.
And then all the other bands he
played. He did the signature lick on Sam and Dave.
Play it.
Something like that.
Yeah, right. That's the thing about those great licks, right? You only need to play the first two or three notes, and it's like, right. Yeah.
Well, I met Elvis three times.
That's crazy. I only met him once, and you met him three times.
He came out when I was just a little kid, when he first got started. He came out to our neighborhood because he wanted to have this neighbor of ours build a custom frame for a portrait of his mother. It's still hanging in Graceland, I'm sure. The guy's house was like two doors over from our house. And as soon as Elvis pulled up, like, crowd. I mean, it was like, there were about 10 of us kids standing there. I was about 12 years old, maybe.
Oh, come on, Ron.
He went over to the kids and started talking to us. He ignored the adults, but he went over and started talking to us kids, you know. He said, how's it going? Y'all playing baseball? You know, that kind of stuff. When you get old enough, he said, come on out to the fairgrounds, and I'll rent the fairgrounds, and you guys can ride all the rides for free. And sure enough, he did that. He did it several times, in fact. When I got to be about 15, I went out and did that with him. I rode a roller coaster with Elvis, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Walk those stifling city streets. And every day is read a man weep. Desperation will not sleep, and it's wasting you away. Yet you drag yourself back to it every day. And the only new beginning is when they cut your pay, but the wheel keeps turning round. Pretty soon, it's upside down. And every smile once was a frown. Yeah, that age-old wheel keeps turning round. All not lost is just misplaced. Somewhere we can find our face. It looks just like the human race, but it has feet of clay. And you read it in the paper every day. Things keep getting worse. Yeah, the end is on its way, but the wheel keeps turning round. Pretty soon, it's upside.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Ron Crowder and Skeets Bennington. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Ron Crowder and Skeets Bennington after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.